Data breaches in healthcare, I mean, they feel like they're constantly in the news, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's genuinely challenging, you know, to keep track of the latest incidents, figure out if you might be affected, and, well, most importantly, what steps you should actually take.
It's a lot.
So today we're going to try and cut through some of that noise. We're taking a deep dive into the recent Episource incident. Think of this as your essential shortcut to being well-informed, tailored for you. Our mission really is to unpack exactly what happened, who's potentially affected, and give you those crucial, actionable steps to protect your personal information. We've gathered the sources, so let's dig in.
And it's worth saying up front, companies like Episource, these medical billing firms, they are exceptionally attractive targets.
Right. Why is that?
Well, they're sitting on just a vast treasury of incredibly sensitive patient data. It's basically a cybercriminal's gold mine. And this incident, it really does shine a spotlight on some systemic vulnerabilities, across the whole healthcare cybersecurity landscape. It's not just Episource. It points to a bigger challenge.
So, okay, given that these breaches are so pervasive, how do we even start to unpack this Episource one? What's the first thing we need to get a handle on?
Let's start with the timeline. So the cybercriminals, they managed to get into Episource's computer systems between January 27th and February 6th, 2025.
Okay, so about 10 days.
Exactly. A 10-day window where these unauthorized individuals had access to sensitive data.
And just to understand what that access means, maybe tell us a bit about Episource's role. What exactly do they do?
Sure. So Episource is actually a pretty significant player. They're owned by UnitedHealth Group's Optum subsidiary.
Ah, okay. Big parent company.
Yeah. And they specialize in things like risk adjustment, which, helps insurers estimate future healthcare costs based on a patient's health and also medical coding operations, translating medical stuff into billing codes. And because their whole business model revolves around processing and analyzing these huge volumes of detailed patient info, well, that makes them a very high-value target for these kinds of sophisticated cyber attacks.
Right. And this is where it gets genuinely concerning for individuals. What specific sensitive information was potentially compromised here?
It's quite a list, unfortunately. The breach potentially exposed a really wide array of highly sensitive personal and medical information.
Like what specifically?
So personal identifiers, your complete name, home address, email, phone number, date of birth, and critically, your social security number.
Oh, wow. SSN is always the big one.
It is. And beyond that, it also included health insurance plan details, Medicaid ID numbers, medical record information, and even data about your healthcare providers.
That's extensive, but there's a crucial distinction, right, about what wasn't affected.
That's right. And it's important to note, thankfully, no banking information, no credit card details, payment card data, or like direct financial account numbers were compromised in this specific breach.
Okay, that's some relief.
It is, but with Social Security numbers exposed, the risk of financial fraud through identity theft is still very, very significant.
Explain that a bit more. How can they cause financial harm without direct bank details?
Well, an SSN is kind of like a master key. It can be used to open new credit card accounts in your name or file fraudulent tax returns to steal your refund,
Ah, I see.
or even create a sort of synthetic medical identity to get healthcare services, and then you end up with the bills. So the potential for financial damage is definitely still there.
And the sheer number of people affected is just huge. What are the official numbers?
According to the filings with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights, it's approximately 5,418,886 individuals.
Wow, over 5.4 million people. That's enough to fill several major cities. It really puts the scale into perspective, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
So, okay, if you're one of those potentially 5.4 million people, what's the absolute first thing you need to do, like right now?
All right. So Episource started sending out breach notification letters back in April 2025. And this is vital. These notifications are coming via traditional mail, snail mail.
Not email.
Not email. That's a common phishing tactic, so be wary of emails claiming to be about this. Keep a very close eye on your physical mailbox for an official letter from Episource.
Okay. And what should people look for in that letter?
It will have specific details about what data of yours was exposed. It should also give you instructions for accessing free identity protection services and direct contact info if you need support.
Got it. So you get the letter. What are the immediate action steps?
First step, and honestly, this is non-negotiable. Take advantage of the free identity protection they're offering.
The IDX services you mentioned.
Exactly. Episource is providing affected individuals with complimentary access to IDX identity protection. These services usually include things like credit monitoring, identity restoration help if something bad happens, and fraud alert systems. Enroll immediately. It's your first layer of defense.
Okay. Enroll in IDX. What else?
Beyond that, you need to lock down your credit. We really can't stress this enough. Freeze your credit.
How do you do that?
You need to contact all three major credit bureaus, that's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, as soon as possible. Request a credit freeze. This stops anyone from opening new credit lines in your name.
And keep the confirmation number safe, right?
Absolutely. Keep those confirmation or PI numbers somewhere very secure. Second thing, monitor your financial accounts like a hawk.
Okay.
Regularly review your bank statements, check your credit reports. You can get free ones maybe monthly for a while, and set up alerts for any unusual or suspicious activity. Vigilance is key here.
Makes sense. So those are the immediate steps. What about longer-term protection?
Right. So building on that, moving toward long-term vigilance and enhancing your general digital security becomes really crucial. We talk about this stuff a lot, but an incident like this really drives home why it matters.
Like strong passwords and such.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unique, complex passwords for every single online account. Don't reuse them. And enable two-factor authentication or multi-factor authentication wherever you possibly can.
That extra code you get via text or app.
Precisely. It makes it much harder for criminals, even if they somehow get your password. And, you know, consider using a reputable password manager. It can make managing all those unique passwords much easier.
Good point. What else for long term?
Be incredibly skeptical of unsolicited emails or text messages, especially ones that seem related to this breach or ask for personal info. Always verify the sender's authenticity before clicking links or giving out details.
Yeah, phishing attacks often follow breaches.
They absolutely do. Report anything suspicious immediately.
Okay, that's the digital side. What about ongoing monitoring of finances and healthcare stuff?
Yeah, continuous monitoring is vital. For your finances, keep thoroughly reviewing all your statements. Keep monitoring those credit reports from all three bureaus, really indefinitely.
Indefinitely. Wow.
Yeah, identity theft isn't always immediate. It can pop up months, even years later. So this vigilance needs to be ongoing. You might even think about identity theft insurance as an extra safeguard.
Okay. And for healthcare data?
Keep your own medical records secure. Question any communications from healthcare providers that seem off or unusual. Verify them directly. And report any weird medical activity, like getting a bill for a service you never received.
That seems like sound advice.
Yeah.
Now, stepping back a bit, how does this Episource breach connect to the bigger picture of healthcare security?
Well, if we connect this to that bigger picture, this breach isn't just some isolated event, right? It really highlights these industry-wide vulnerabilities within healthcare cybersecurity.
You mentioned billing companies being targets earlier.
Exactly. We're seeing this increased and, frankly, more sophisticated targeting of medical billing companies, often because they're like a central hub handling data for many different providers.
A single point of failure, almost.
Sort of, yeah. Or sometimes they might operate on tighter budgets, meaning maybe less investment in top-tier security compared to a huge hospital system. It just underscores this critical need for better security protocols across the entire medical industry, every vendor, every partner.
It's a whole ecosystem that needs protection.
Precisely. It's about securing that entire interconnected chain of trust that handles patient data.
So, thinking about prevention, what should healthcare organizations themselves be doing?
Well, future prevention has to become an absolute top priority. That means things like rigorous, regular security audits, investing in really comprehensive employee cybersecurity training. Everyone needs to be part of the defense.
The human element.
It's huge. Also, deploying advanced threat detection systems, and crucially, having robust, well-tested incident response plans. So when something does happen, they can react quickly and effectively to mitigate the damage.
Okay. This is a lot of information to take in. I imagine listeners might have some specific questions swirling around. Let's try and tackle some common ones. What does all this mean for you, the listener, in practical terms?
Yeah, let's break it down. A common one is, how do I even know if I'm affected?
Right.
So again, look for that official notification letter sent by mail from Episource. It will specifically tell you if your data was involved and what types of data, and it'll give instructions for the free protection.
What if someone hasn't received a letter, but they're worried maybe they use providers connected to Episource?
Good question. In that case, the best bet is to contact Episource directly. Use their official hotline number, which should be on their website, or check their site for official updates. Don't rely on, you know, random search results.
Makes sense. Another big one, is my financial information really at risk if my bank account number wasn't taken?
It's a key point. While direct banking or payment card data wasn't exposed, the answer is still yes, there's a risk. Because your social security number and other personal data were potentially compromised, identity thieves can still cause significant financial harm. That identity theft risk is real.
Okay. And how long should people keep monitoring their accounts and credit?
Realistically.
Yeah.
Indefinitely. As I mentioned, identity theft can surface months or even years down the road. So, unfortunately, this isn't just a short-term check. It's an ongoing vigilance thing.
Wow. Okay. What about credit freeze versus credit monitoring? You mentioned both.
Right. They do different things. A credit freeze basically locks down your credit file, preventing anyone from opening new accounts in your name. Credit monitoring services watch your credit reports and alert you to changes or suspicious activity.
So do both.
We highly recommend using both, yes. The freeze is preventative, the monitoring is detective. Together, they offer pretty comprehensive protection.
And are there costs involved in all this?
For the immediate steps, mostly no. Episource is providing the IDX identity protection services for free to affected individuals. And implementing a credit freeze with three bureaus is also free by law.
Okay.
Now, if you choose to buy additional, more advanced monitoring or insurance, those might have costs, but the essential protections offered are free.
Good to know. And quickly, if you do spot suspicious activity, who do you report it to?
Act fast. Report it immediately to your financial institutions, your bank, credit card companies. File a report with the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC. They have great resources at identitytheft.gov. And depending on the severity, consider filing a police report for identity theft as well.
Okay, that's helpful. Now, thinking more broadly again, with threats constantly evolving, is it worth considering professional cybersecurity help, even for individuals?
That's a really relevant question today. The nature of cyber threats is just constantly changing,
yeah,
becoming more sophisticated. And yes, professional help is definitely worth considering. Cybersecurity isn't just for giant corporations anymore.
What kind of help is available?
Well, comprehensive cybersecurity solutions are increasingly available and valuable for individuals and smaller organizations. For individuals, you might look at services offering advanced antivirus or anti-malware, maybe a personal firewall setup, secure password management tools, and that continuous identity theft monitoring we talked about.
And for businesses, especially healthcare-related ones.
For businesses, especially those handling sensitive data like in healthcare, professional services are even more critical. They offer things like network security assessments, really robust employee training programs, incident response planning, having experts ready to help if a breach occurs, and also vital high-pay compliance consulting, making sure they meet those strict federal rules for patient data protection.
So the benefit is really having that expertise on your side.
Exactly. It's more than just software. You get expert knowledge, approaches tailored to your specific risks, often 24/7 support, and proactive monitoring. They're focused on staying ahead of the threats, not just cleaning up after an attack.
It sounds like a strategic investment, really.
It really is. Thinking strategically about protecting your digital self or your organization's data is becoming essential in our world.
Okay, so wrapping this up, the Episource data breach affecting over 5.4 million people, it's just another stark reminder, isn't it? A reminder of the ongoing cybersecurity challenges, especially in healthcare.
Absolutely.
It powerfully underscores how important proactive digital security measures and just continuous vigilance really are for all of us. So if you think you might be affected, please take those immediate actions we discussed. Enroll in the identity protection services offered, freeze your credit, implement those stronger digital security habits.
And remember, protection really is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time fix. It's about building strong digital hygiene habits into your everyday life.
Yeah.
Stay informed about cybersecurity news, keep that vigilance up, and maybe consider partnering with cybersecurity professionals if you want that comprehensive ongoing protection against whatever threats come next.
Your personal information, it's incredibly valuable in this digital age. Maybe the question to leave you with is, what strategic steps will you take today, right now, to keep your information secure, knowing that this vigilance, well, it truly is an endless but absolutely essential journey?